This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As the event is still going on at the Anniversary Lane, we now have the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor Teaching and Learning, Dr. Bega Ntshangase, who will just be telling us about Sukuthi, in terms of SID Delay Management, bona bathini ngale progress, a progressive kangaka ezokwenzeka la ku institution yethu
namusuku.
All right, good morning, listeners. I'm Dr. Bega Ntshangase, as the presenter has introduced me. This is a very important day for us as MUT when it comes to this launch of language development project, because we believe that our African languages needs to be respected at all times and needs to be developed. And as we know that as Africans, no one will do it for us except we decide and stand up and develop our languages. It is of paramount importance for us to ensure that at university level, we design and develop our languages and also ensure that we harvest some concept from different languages so that we expand and make sure that our languages will have all concepts that are used in different languages. For example, if you check with the English language, the Latin concepts are there, but they are used for English project in these days. So we must do the same. We must learn from different languages so that we'll be able to establish and develop ourselves so that at the end of the day, we'll be in charge, we'll be able to use our languages for education and for everything else that we're doing. As much as it is important for us to learn other people's language, but it is of paramount importance for us as Africans to ensure that we develop and expand our languages.
Thank you so much. As we've heard, ukuthi into ezowenzeka njengamanje ukuthi kune projects from 2024 to 2026, ukushintsha kwepolicy. Does that mean ukuthi, so what does that mean? Kule period kusaye research phase noma mhlambe kuzokwenza ngendlela ehlile. I'm just trying to find out ukuthi kuzofika nini ekuthenini ama languages eshintshile bese ya implementwa la ngaphakathi kwi-institution.
Ngicabanga ukuthi lesi sikhathi sosishilo from 2024 to 2026 is a foundation kind of a phase. First is of a developer, bese kuthi thereafter ke sikwazi ukuthi bese si implementa lokho bese sesi developile, because kuzoba nama engagement and ama discussions esizoba nawo, and thereafter sibuke ama approaches that we need to use in terms of developing this language. Because in this case for MUT, we are developing isiZulu to be specific. So kuzofaneleke siqhamuke nama policies azokwenza environment ibe conducive for us as a community of MUT to sisebenzise isiZulu ngaso sonke isikhathi. As much as sisebenzisa nesiNgisi kodwa siqinise nengesiZulu. Okubalulekile noku interesting at the moment, uma ubuka umnyango wezindaba zabantu, okwandaba zabantu, usuyakwazi usiyabhala ngesiZulu uphinde ubhale ngesiNgisi. Leyo nto leyo siyishayela ihlombe namanye ama section nama department e-university. Kumele enze show ukuthi ayakwenza lokho kuqhubekela phambili.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Cabanga ukuthi uDr. Ntshangase sasivezele ngokusobala ukuthi MUT isenhlelweni ezinkulu eziprogressive futhi izoletha ushintsho olukhulu kithina njengabafundi. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
That's it from here. The Anniversary Lane, that was the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Teaching and Learning, Dr. Bega Ntshangase, will then be taking a listen to what is still going on and be updated our listener as the program goes on.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.